It's high time for What's the Buzz with the New Zealand Drug Foundation. Brought to you by thelevel.org.nz. Straight up drug info.
And I'm here with Emily. Morena.
Good morning.
How are you?
Really good, in full swing of 2026.
Yep. How are the festivals going? Are they starting to kind of die down testing at festivals for you?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. It's a little bit more chill now, but we still have our services running 5 days a week and people are coming in droves, which is awesome.
Awesome. Good to hear it. Get your drugs checked, people. Today, we're talking about something quite fascinating. We're talking about peptides, which, you know, I'm going to admit, I hadn't heard much about until your email last night.
Yeah, well, you know, it's something that's become a really hot topic in the last kind of 12 months. You've probably been living under a rock if you hadn't heard of like semaglutide and Ozempic. And those are peptides that, you know, people use for weight loss. And they are approved drugs in various parts of the world. But yes. Peptides are kind of like quite a broad group of drugs. Some people use them for bodybuilding. Growth hormone secretagogues are like, they stimulate the release of growth hormones and they can promote muscle growth. So that's like another kind of group of substances that people use. But I guess the main thing that we've found is they're quite tricky and expensive to access in New Zealand if you wanted to do it kind of through the medicines route. So a lot of people are just turning to the gray market suppliers to access these drugs, which means a whole bunch of unaccounted for risks, obviously.
Yeah, that's quite scary knowing that there's kind of just people saying, yep, this is what I say it is. Here you go.
100%. And also because there's no required quality control, it means that the products that people are using just might not be what they say they are. They might be a different dosage. They might contain like contaminants that aren't meant to be there. And even if we were just talking before, like even if a product has like this is an approved thing, or we have this kind of quality control, it's like that's not actually a registered New Zealand product. So there could be anything in it. And that comes with a whole bunch of risks because peptides are often injected. So people inject them normally under the skin or into the muscle. And because of that, if you're injecting something that might have like contaminants or particles or something that shouldn't be in there, it can cause all sorts of problems, infections, abscesses, you know, things that can kind of get out of control. So really keen to spread that message around if you are injecting peptides, particularly if you hadn't injected before, to go visit a needle exchange, go talk to them about what you're doing, you know, get the appropriate equipment to be able to like filter it and make sure that you use like a sterile, clean needle every single time you inject. Even if you're not sharing needles, once it's gone into your skin and out of your skin, it's exposed to bacteria, and that can be really dangerous.
And I think because it's so deeply intertwined with that health and wellness kind of industry, I think you're probably seeing a very different market present itself to these resources than you usually do.
Yeah, 100%. That's a really good point. And a lot of people that we're talking to who are using peptides maybe haven't used other drugs before and haven't been exposed to our harm reduction information that, you know, like our other clients that we might see at drug checking have. And so a lot of times if they come in to talk to us or flick us an email, it's like the first kind of conversation they've had about harm reduction. Because even though these products aren't sort of psychoactive like MDMA or methamphetamine, they still do have effects on your body. And a lot of people, because they're not regulated, are just doing a bit of a try and see. They, you know, buy a product, they use it for a little while, they see how it makes them feel. But the issue with that is that you could be injecting an entirely different substance than what you think you are. It could be a different dosage. It could have other things in it. And so, you know, our big message is that we want to make sure that people do it in a safe way, which means more is not more. Take it easy, go slow with it. You don't, you know, see how you feel. Things like monitoring just your general well-being, like getting blood tests is really good because some of these peptides can affect things like your blood sugar, how your body is able to process insulin, your liver function, your kidney function.
Right.
So, you know, that kind of stuff's really important.
Massively important. Oh, I can imagine. So what are the main risks to look out for if you're, you know, thinking, oh, I want to try these peptides and you don't know what's going to happen?
Yeah, I mean, I think the main thing in terms of sort of symptoms, obviously anything that feels out of the ordinary for your body that you're not expecting, if you're getting headaches, nausea, if you're feeling more tired than usual, maybe you're finding like some people get fluid retention or their appetite changes a lot. Anything that's sort of outside of your normal is something that you should get checked up on with your doctor. And then, of course, with the injecting, any issues around that injecting area, like hard lumps or redness or swelling, none of that is normal.
Mm.
If you're injecting something, it shouldn't be causing you any problems. So if it is, that means that, you know, there's something going on.
Mm.
The cool thing is too that I often tell clients is that a lot of needle exchanges across New Zealand have like wound care clinics. So if you aren't comfortable disclosing to your GP that you've been injecting, you know, these substances, you could go along to a wound care clinic at a needle exchange and talk to them about what's going on as kind of a first pass.
Mm.
And that might feel a bit more comfortable for people who are, you know, a bit nervous about talking to their GP about injecting something that they haven't been prescribed.
Mm. So generally a good idea to sort of err on the side of caution, because, you know, a lot of people, I'm guessing, will have the sort of preconception that there's just a normal amount of side effects with these sort of things. It's sort of like anything that feels abnormal, act sooner rather than later.
100%. And also get your equipment from a needle exchange in New Zealand. You know, that you can confirm that that's sterile, that it's appropriate. They can also show you like how to properly inject into the area you're injecting into.
Mm.
You know, there's lots of good peer resources. Like it's peptides and steroids are one of the things that I do think Reddit can be a great resource for.
Yeah.
But also those aren't people who live in New Zealand or understand what our needle supplies are.
Mm.
So, you know, don't go buy your needles online and hope that they're legit. Like just go into exchange. Every single product at a needle exchange in New Zealand is free. So, you know, there's no barrier to you going in and getting a wheel filter and saying, how do I use this to filter out anything that like might be in this drug that shouldn't be in there?
Yeah.
And they'll take you through the process, which is freaking awesome.
I'm guessing there's some resources on the level as well about where to find those needle
exchanges. Absolutely. And we have a anabolic steroids page, and a lot of the information on that on the level is like relevant to people who are also using peptides. You know, some of the key stuff like how to get your bloods checked, especially if you maybe don't want to talk to your doctor about it, that you can pay to get your own bloods done, what things you might want to look for. And I think just in general, one thing to flag too is normally when we come in here, like the thing that I always end on is like, check your drugs, like, because it's super important. But Millie and I were saying before, we can't detect peptides with our current testing methods.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that you shouldn't come in, because we can have a look and see if there's anything that really shouldn't be in there.
Yeah.
But we can also just have a chat about like, you know, what you're experiencing, you know, is there anything that maybe, you know, is a red flag for us that we could talk about harm reduction wise. So it's not a waste to bring them into drug checking. Just do it with the knowledge that we may not be able to detect any of the actual peptide, but we're working on it in the future, hopefully.
Oh, cool. Mm. Coming soon. Wow. This is fascinating, because I guess, this is just something I've never kind of come across, and I don't know anyone that uses them. So
But then on the flip side of that, like you were saying before, there's probably lots of people in that world of peptides that don't really have much experience with recreational drug use outside of it.
Yeah.
So it's like these two worlds probably aren't all that connected, but they should be in terms of the corridor that's happening.
100%. And also just that those people using these kind of peptides or performance and image enhancing drugs know that they're safe and welcome in harm reduction spaces. Like you're safe and welcome to come to a needle exchange. You're safe and welcome to come to drug checking, to email us on the level. Like, you know, just because it's not a psychoactive drug doesn't mean that those resources aren't also there for you. And I think that's a big message to me is, you know, don't feel like you can't access the services. They're for everyone, you know.
Snaps.
Hey, thank you so much, Emily. That was just fascinating.
Yeah, thanks, team. Really good to talk about. And as Rosetta mentioned, go to thelevel.org.nz. Heaps of good information on there. Heaps of stuff about what we can and can't check at drug checking as well.
Yeah.
So hopefully that answers most of your questions. But yeah, stay safe, everyone.
Thanks, Emily.
Kia ora.
That was What's the Buzz with the New Zealand Drug Foundation, brought to you by thelevel.org.nz. Straight up drug info.